Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Warning. This show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
It's getting pretty bad out there, isn't it? I know. You don't have to be scared, though. We're safe and dry inside. I really hope Cameron found a good spot to stay out of the weather. He shouldn't have gone out there alone. I wonder who that could be. Journey should still be out with Julie and Sarah. Who is it?
It's Claire. Do you have a minute to talk?
Yeah, one sec. All right, stay right there. What's up? Is something wrong?
No, Adams wanted me to check in with you and let you know that we got word back from Charles Group.
Oh? What did he say?
He was checking to make sure we'd made it back safe and filling us in on the situation from the other morning. He asked if it'd be possible to do some trading for some materials they're running low on.
Like what?
They need more cables for their fence and possibly a few deep cell marine batteries if we could spare them. Adams told him we'd take inventory and possibly go search a few of the stores like Co-op, Home Depot, and any stores that may have the things they need.
I thought Adams didn't want to send any more groups out for a while.
Seeing as how we need their help with everything, he figured we could help as much as we can. But he still wants to limit the trainees' participation until we get things back on track. He's got most of the other soldiers out looking for equipment to set up a better defense for the walls. In the chance that we have to deal with the Goliath here.
So I take it he wants me to go out with another group?
Not exactly. He wanted to give you some time off from doing any missions, but wanted me to see if you'd be all right with us taking Journey for this run.
Oh, you should be asking her, not me.
We already asked her, but seeing how Sarah was when John was out there, he wanted to make sure everyone was on the same page. Journey told him she'd do it as long as Sarah came with, so she can do her training with them.
As long as you guys don't put them in danger, I'm fine with it. How'd John feel about Sarah going out there?
He was the next one I was going to talk to after you, but I wanted to see if you'd help me with him. He doesn't seem like the type that would be willing to let her go out without him.
You're not taking him with? Probably be better if he went with her.
I mentioned the same thing to Adams, but he said it's best for her to do this without him. She needs a clear head, and sending them both would possibly create some distractions from the mission.
I kind of understand. They'd both be worried about each other, and that might distract them from living together as a team.
Yeah, I guess that's always a possibility. So, can you help me talk with him?
Do you know where he is? I don't want to take her outside in this weather.
When I asked Sarah, she said he's still in their room. It's up one more floor from here.
Yeah, I remember where it is. Give me 1 second to grab her bag, and I'll head up with you.
All right.
All right, come on, Hope. Let's go say hi to John. All right, I'm ready to go.
Okay, thanks for your help.
It's not a problem. So, who's all on the team going out?
It'll be me, CJ, James, Journey, and Sarah.
Those are the guys who were part of our escort back, right?
Yeah, they're both really good guys and excellent soldiers. We will make sure to keep Sarah and Journey safe.
I don't know much about them, but I trust you to keep them safe. Just don't do anything too dangerous, all right?
We won't. We're only looking for specific supplies, and we won't engage any infected unless we absolutely have to.
That's good to know. All right. This is their room.
Damn it. 1 second.
Brian, Claire, what can I do for you?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I've been going over a few of the ideas we were talking about last night. Is there something you guys needed?
We wanted to talk about a supply run that's happening today, if you have time to chat.
Sure, come on in.
Wow. It looks like you're going a little crazy over these ideas.
Well, I did have a few breakthroughs last night, trying to go to bed. So I started working on them this morning. So, you guys need my help with the supply run?
Not exactly. We were hoping that you'd be okay with us bringing Sarah on this mission. Journey is coming as well, and we've got two other soldiers and me.
Did she volunteer for this or something?
Journey figured it'd be best if they went on this one together, and Sarah's been chomping at the bit to take part in some of these missions.
And you're okay with this, Brian?
I think it'll be a good experience for her, and I do trust the group to keep everyone safe.
Sarah and I have been discussing that a lot. She's tired of sitting on the sidelines while we're out here. So, if she's okay with it, so am I. Just don't let her out of your sight, please. I don't want to worry about her out there.
You have my word. I'll keep her and Journey close to me.
All right. I guess now is as good of time as any.
So what exactly have you been working on?
Oh, come check this out.
What is all this stuff?
Remember when we were talking about a quick way to make it up the rock wall in the quarry?
Yeah. Is that what you've been working on?
Yeah, and I think I may have the solution to that issue.
Go on.
What are you guys talking about?
We were talking about possible ways to trap or kill the Goliath last night and trying to think of a solid plan. We weren't going to say anything until we had a solid idea worked out, though.
There's still a lot of fine-tuning to the plan, but I've made some headway on one part at least.
Well, explain your idea.
All right, sit down right here. Fucking move this. Okay. Sorry, this has got to be organized. Okay. I've made a mock display of the area, so I have a better idea of the layout and where we can set up.
Damn, that's pretty detailed.
Yeah, I went a little crazy, but look here. Remember that hill right behind the wall?
Yeah, what about it?
After I went over a few of the maps we had, I figured out that there's a road that runs right behind it. It'll make the perfect spot to set up the pulley system I designed.
Is that what that contraption is over there?
Exactly. I put together a prototype so I can have it reproduced stronger to support the weight and speed we need to get someone out of there as quickly and safely as possible.
How does it work?
It's going to require two vehicles to pull it off. One is going to act as an anchor for the pulley system, while the other acts as a winch and a drive for the cable. The mechanism is going to be mounted to the anchor vehicle, with the pulleys hanging out over the edge of the cliff to keep the cable away from the wall. It should be strong enough for two people to be hoisted up at the same time.
Two people? Why two people?
Think about it. One is the driver, and one providing cover fire in case we have to deal with any other infected. Plus, we have to make sure the big guy follows us, so the one providing cover fire can piss him off with a few shots. Once we get into this area here, we ditch the car, clip into the cable, and give the signal. Once we're at the top, we unclip and move out while the other groups move in to lock it into position, using the device that Charles and Bill have. Then we use RPGs and any other explosives to bring down the wall right on top of it.
It seems risky, but effective. Are you sure this pulley system can do it?
I bet my life on it. The only thing left is to figure out a good system where we all can have communication throughout the whole operation. We'd only have a short window to pull it off. And if we can't, then I don't even want to think about failing. This will work. Any other ideas, Dad?
No. I think you've actually got a solid plan here.
Claire, when are you guys heading out?
In about an hour. Everyone's getting the equipment loaded up now.
Can you add a few more things to your list of supplies?
What exactly do you need?
Here, I already wrote down everything we will need.
I'll see what we can do. All right, I should head out and get my stuff ready as well.
Mind if we hang out here for a while, John?
Sure. Keep them safe out there, Claire.
We're counting on you.
Will do. Take care, you guys.
The next issue is figuring out who will be doing the main task of luring it in.
We'll have to discuss that with everyone.
It's about time, Claire. We've been waiting on you.
Did you guys already load up the equipment?
Just finished up.
How'd everything go talking with Brian and John?
Yeah. What did John say?
They were both all right with it. Plus, John seems very distracted at the moment and said it would be good for you to do this with Journey. But you both have to stay close to me. Understood?
Of course.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Well, load up and let's get a move on. This is your captain speaking. As we begin our journey, please keep all hands and feet inside the vehicle. In the event of an emergency, the exits are located there, 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 and there. If you cannot find an exit well, you're shit out of luck.
Dude, take this seriously.
I am, but that doesn't mean we can't have a little fun while we're at it.
Sorry about him. He's always been like this.
Yeah, we think he may have been dropped on his head as a baby or something.
Ouch, that hurts you guys.
It's fine. It kind of reminds me of John and Brandon.
Right? I bet they'd all get along just fine.
Are you talking about the guys we escorted back the other day?
Yeah, that was John, Brandon, and Brian.
Thank you for making sure they made it back safe.
It was no problem at all.
Yeah, we were happy to help. So Lieutenant Adams said that this was one of your first times going out on a supply run?
That'd be me. I was supposed to go out for training a couple days ago, but then everything happened.
What about you? Journey, was it?
I made my way here a while ago, so I know how to do this.
That doesn't mean you know how to operate as a squad, though. But if you came here from out there, then you'll most likely be fine. Wait! You're one of the immune, right?
Yeah, but I do know how to work as a group. I've done it a few times now.
That's good to know. Still, be careful and keep your head on a swivel.
I got it.
This can't be that hard to do, can it?
You never know what can happen, so it's best to be organized and create a cohesive unit to keep the whole squad safe. Right now, you should take note and learn as much as you can.
It'll be helpful to familiarize yourselves with the basic operating procedures, so even if you get put in another unit, you'll know the basics.
Makes sense. Do you know where our first location is?
Our first stop is the easiest, especially since it's right here.
The Napa Auto Parts Store. What are we getting here?
There were a few things John wanted us to grab for him, and this was one of the places he figured we could find some of them. And it's a good spot for her first run.
Is this for the contraption John was working on all morning?
Yeah, he went over everything when Brian and I went to talk to him.
What's he been working on?
Do you remember when we were talking about trying to find a way to trap or kill the Goliath last night?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, this morning he said he had an idea for it and started putting together this weird contraption. I don't know all the details. He just kept working, so I came to help you.
It's actually a good plan from everything he explained to us when we were there.
I have no idea what it's for, but I'm guessing I'll find out eventually.
Most likely when we get back. John will most likely go and show Adams to convince him to try it.
It sounds like they're planning something stupidly dangerous again.
What else is new? Boys will be boys.
Let's go. We will take point, and you three watch our six and pay attention to how we clear the building.
I've got them.
Stay low and stay quiet. Are you both familiar with the hand signals?
Yeah, I memorized all the ones from our training class.
I know most of them, but there's still a few I can't remember.
That's just fine. We'll use hand signals when we sweep to give the all clear and when we move up.
Copy that.
Understood.
All right, let's go.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Well, that's everything on the list from here.
You both did really well. Let's pack up and head to the next location.
What is the next location?
I believe the next location is co-op. There's a few things there that we need, and the other group needs as well.
The further out we go, the more dangerous it gets, so be on your toes. Call out anything you see moving.
It's a little strange that we haven't seen that many infected lately.
I know what you mean. It's a little unsettling. You'd think we would see more of them out and about.
Maybe they're avoiding us because they know we can take them down.
You think they're really that smart? The way I see it, they're opportunists and won't act unless they have the superior numbers.
They do seem to have a pack mentality. But as for intelligence, I think the only ones so far that show any signs are the Mistwalkers and now the Goliath.
I'm truly interested to hear the plan that you all have to deal with it. Do you really think it'll work, though?
It's risky, but if it works the way we hope it will, then yeah, it should.
A lot relies on the cooperation of both groups. If we can't work together, I don't see it working the way we plan.
Claire, do you really think we can trust them?
I do. However, that's not to say their people will be willing to risk their lives to help us take it down.
That's what I'm worried about.
We won't know unless we talk to them about it and lay out the plan.
No sense in worrying about it right now. So let's just focus on completing this mission as soon as possible.
Stay focused on the task at hand, right?
Yeah. We can discuss it more when this is done.
Let's complete the list and head back.
So they're right up in this area, correct?
Yes, they aren't as fortified as we are here, but everything they have set up seems to be working.
They only have electric fences keeping the infected out.
Yeah, it seems to work just fine. And they are modified to the highest degree of electrocution. I wouldn't recommend touching the fence unless you want to fry yourself.
That's a scary thought. Definitely don't want to accidentally piss on it.
Hell no.
How do you accident?
It's easier for us. So... where was the spot you first ran into the Goliath?
Right over here. This area was practically empty when we began our search, but then out of nowhere, they all began to rush us. I couldn't tell if they were coming for us or running from it.
That is terrifying, to say the least.
You said you had an idea that you were talking about last night to try and kill it.
We had a couple ideas we were throwing around, but they need a lot more details put together before we can act on them.
And you're sure you're hitting it with bullets? And did nothing.
I'm sure. It only seemed to piss it off even more.
So it's pointless to try and take it down with any of our guns. What about the 50 cal?
I think it would probably work, but even then, killing it is still a tall order, especially with how fast it is.
It's terrifying to think there may be even more of that type out there somewhere.
If there are, what if we try to get them to fight each other?
Dealing with one is going to be hard enough. We definitely don't want to have to deal with two of them at the same time.
Yeah, you're probably right. Kind of cool to see, though.
From a distance, for sure.
Wow, you guys are someone else.
Come on, even you have to admit that would be cool to see.
Okay, like, a tiny bit.
Okay, where was it you found Cameron's vehicle?
Right off the highway here. Then we started searching this area, and that's where we ran into the Horde and the Goliath.
Are there any places close to that area that you think he might have gone?
I'm not sure. There may be some buildings out there, or houses he could have made it to, but we didn't have time to check it out as much as we hoped.
Hey, guys.
How's everyone doing?
What the hell is that thing?
Oh, this? This is the idea I had. I wanted to talk over with Adams.
We can go over it once we finish up here. Do either of you have any additional information about what you went through out there?
What did you want to know?
Anything you can remember about the surrounding area or whatever you saw while you were out there.
Yeah, one second.
John and I told Adams about everything we could. While they were busy, I caught up with him and Aethor for a little bit. They definitely seem to enjoy being here, and have been a massive help with keeping the communications tight for every group that goes out. While we were there, we heard back from the supply group that Journey was part of. I guess they were doing a good job and haven't had any issues. It was funny seeing Hope perk up when she heard Journey's voice. She really loves her, and it makes me happy. I am truly blessed that she was the one who found us out there. After they were done checking in, Adams was ready to hear about the plan that we all were trying to put together. John came up with a silly name for the operation, which was honestly kind of fitting, seeing as how we were planning to use stones. Operation David versus Goliath.
Is that really the name you settled on?
Why not? We're using a rock slide to bring down Goliath, so I thought it was a perfect name.
Putting the name aside, you really think this will work?
Yes, I do. Like I said, this here is only the prototype. That's why I gave them a list of extra materials to build the final version.
It's a unique design, and I think it'll do exactly what you intend it to do. However, if you want my opinion, there are a few weak points that need to be reinforced due to the amount of friction that's going to be happening.
You make a good point. What do you suggest?
Well, these two points are going to be a main issue. First, if we create a better bracket for that to sit in, that should be plenty strong enough. Probably thick material or something different, maybe steel instead of aluminium. Second, I think the bearings are going to be a way better option for that cable track. It'll make it a lot smoother with a lot less friction on the cable. Add in some lubricant for safety, job's a good one.
Those are some good ideas. Would you mind helping me design those parts and put it all together when we have all the materials?
I'd love to. Just let me know when we have everything we need and I can help out.
She's in her element now.
She seems to really know what she's doing.
Yeah, well, she's very intelligent about these kind of contraptions.
That's good to know. Might have to pick her brain on a few ideas I've got.
But she's always down to geek out over stuff like that. Like, back to the plan, though. How do you expect to lure that thing into the area?
That's the most difficult and dangerous part, as we need at least two people acting as a lure.
We'll have to wait until we can form a meeting to discuss the options. I won't force anyone to do it, so it'll have to be volunteer-based. If we have more than we need, we draw straws at that point.
Sounds fair, but if Journey tries to volunteer, you'll send me in her place instead.
Same goes for Sarah and me.
You'll have to have that discussion with them. I'll stay out of it and go with whatever you decide. As for our teams, like I said, I won't force anyone, but it will be an all-hands-on kind of operation. We want the best possible outcome we can get.
I think we all agree on that. I guess we just have to wait until they get back so we can set up a meeting.
Why don't you all go and take some time to think everything over? I'll call you when we're ready to do a briefing.
Sounds good. She's probably getting hungry anyway.
Do you mind if I leave this here for now?
Not at all. Gives me some time to familiarize myself with how it works.
I'll catch up with you guys later.
Yeah, you have a good one, guys.
We'll see you all later. Hey, Phil, let's go grab a bite to eat.
Do you think they have sandwiches?
We can make sandwiches.
We're here. Same routine as the last time.
It's really coming down now, isn't it?
It's both a blessing and a curse.
What do you mean?
The rain and the thunder help to muffle our sounds, but at the same time, it makes it harder for us to hear anything approaching, so stay on your guard.
It does make it hard to hear.
Let's change positions. I'll get the rear and CJ will take point with Journey. Claire, you and Sarah stay in the middle.
Good call. Journey on me.
Got it.
Sarah, stick close to me, okay?
All right.
Let's move.
Copy that. James, all clear.
Move up. We're all clear on R6.
What does that hand signal mean again?
Hostile spotted. Stay quiet.
Sorry.
They're moving in to take them out. 3 hostiles. Hold positions.
All clear. No other hostiles in the area.
I'll stay at the door and make sure we don't have any unexpected guests. You guys go grab whatever you can find off the list.
Copy that. Sarah, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm all set. Let's go.
Journey, help me sweep the loading bay to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Okay, right behind you.
Be on your guard, just in case.
Don't worry, I'm always on my guard.
I hear movement. Let's take this nice and slow, okay?
All right, I'm ready to clear.
Opening the door now. Holy shit, goddamn cat. That scared the shit out of me.
I was not expecting that.
Fuck!
We need help over here!
Get the fuck off me!
I've got you!
This has been a Mudwalker production, written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian, Jennifer Johnson as Journey, Joshua Johnson as John, Andrea Carnegie as Sarah, Gabe Hodge as Brandon, Ellie Wagner as Claire Barnes, Brett James as Lieutenant Adams, Denzel LeBlanc as Corey Jenkins, David Beakley as James Matthews, Hem Brewster as Hem, Athor Vjordason as Athor. Until next time, stay safe out there, and beware the Goliath.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.